Debt Free by Mario Santana. Sergio was going through a severe financial crisis. He'd taken out a large loan in a foreign currency, but a wild fluctuation in the exchange rate had raised his debt to more than double the value of everything he possessed. Sergio's main creditor was his father-in-law, a very wealthy man. One day he told Sergio, "I know you're going through rough times and I want to help you. You don't have to continue the monthly payments on the money you borrowed from me. Actually, I'd like to forgive the debt altogether." This would have given Sergio enough financial leeway to renegotiate his other debts and keep his company afloat. But Sergio refused the offer. "I can't let you do that, sir. It's a matter of principle. I must pay back all I owe you." The old man tried to reason with his son-in-law. "What you've been paying monthly doesn't even cover the interest on the money I loaned you. Besides, you're married to my only daughter. When I die, and it won't be long, all I have will be hers and yours. This is not a matter of principle, but stupid pride." However, Sergio stubbornly continued in his futile attempts to restore to his father-in-law what he'd borrowed from him. In the end, Sergio went bankrupt and lost his company and almost everything else. Of course, we should do what we can to pay our debts. But Sergio was like many people who refuse the pardon God so generously offers, who insist on trying to make restitution themselves. They try, through good works, sacrifice, and self-denial, to repay the unrepayable, when they could start writing a new story for their lives by accepting Jesus' payment for their mistakes. Jesus offers a full pardon to every man, woman, and child. All we have to do is accept it.
For more articles from the Activated magazine, visit activated.org.